like to read something to you this afternoon, something about these retreat times. Some years ago, when my uncle was still living, he came back from a Labor Day retreat here, and he said it was the nearest thing to perfection that he had experienced for some time. Of course, he meant meetings that were controlled entirely by the Holy Spirit. There were visitors here from different parts of the country. Some missionaries were here. But somehow or other, they functioned together. The Lord had brought them together in heart and purpose and faith. And he felt that this is what Pentecost really should be and really was. And he felt that that convention at that time reached, well, pretty close to perfection along those lines. We all would like to be perfected in Christ. We would like the Lord to have his way with us and work in us and be able to manifest himself the way he would like to manifest himself. And of course, the different members of the body functioning together, the body is built up and the Lord Jesus is manifested. And that's what these retreats are all about, aren't they? Isn't it? Last night we heard about some of the retreats to be held at the camp, and it's a wonderful thing that God has given that opportunity to people to come together to seek Jesus together. We need one another. We need the faith of one another. We need the ministry of one another. And I have noticed sometimes people have come back from these retreats. The businesswoman's retreat was mentioned last night. They were the first ones to start. I can remember very definitely one of our sisters, a young businesswoman, coming back from the retreat, and God began using her in tongues, giving messages in other tongues in the meeting. Wonderfully abandoned to God. Something that happened at the retreat. There was a liberation given, a help given, and God had just moved on in her. And God would like to do that. He'd like to do that today in some of us, I'm sure. Give us a real victories. We've been asking him for that, haven't we? Enlargement, some change inwardly. And this afternoon I was reminded of something the Lord said. This happens to be a book that some things are for my uncle and some things that the Lord has given in the church through him. They were taken down off the tape recorder and transcribed. And there's something here about these conventions I felt I should read to you. You have done well to come into this place, and you've done well to attend this convention. This was a convention in the church at Ridgewood. It is so that the day will come when I will gather my own unto myself, sending out my angels from to the four corners of the earth to gather mine elect. But remember, it is those that will be ready that shall enter in with me into the marriage supper of the Lamb. You ought to know this morning, that was then, that all of you have been called unto that great place, and that while you certainly need such conventions as this, you need to come into my presence, to come into this cloud of my presence, to be met by the power of my resurrection and the power of the Holy Ghost, that you may sit at my feet and hearken diligently to my word. Now, the great blessing when we come together is the presence of Jesus, the great manifestation of Christ himself hovering over the meetings, pouring out his Spirit as we have heard here. I need these conventions because I am, after all, the one that has to perfect mine own. And how can I do it unless they give themselves to me, unless they surrender body, soul, and spirit? We've been hearing about that, haven't we? And Jesus needs these times. He needs today and these days. He has something in mind for all of us to change us. He's the one that has to perfect his church. And so he says, I need these times. I need them. We do well to look at it in that light and say, Lord, this is your opportunity for me this afternoon. It's your opportunity to just get a hold of me and establish your lights and truth and victory in me. You have discovered I have a very definite plan with this convention and with other such meetings. I have shown it by speaking my word and making you know that it is myself, that I am calling you to perfection. I have given you words of life. I have poured out power from heaven. I have offered you myself again and again, and it's up to you to recognize the importance of such meetings, such gatherings together unto me. You ought not to be the one to be choosy. You ought to let me choose for you these times and places, and you ought to allow me to do as I please. And that's my calling for a greater surrender of your whole being, a more full abandonment to the Holy Ghost. There must come that union that I've been speaking of when I pray to the Father that ye all might be one, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that can only happen, that can only be done when you really recognize that I must have my way, that I am the potter and you are the clay, and that I am about to make a masterpiece that shall shine throughout the ages of eternity, showing forth the unsearchable riches of my grace in mine own, and the unsearchable wisdom of my God, and the great power of his mercy toward you. O children of mine, come on. It's high time to awake out of sleep. It is high time to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and not make provision for the flesh. I just thought I would read this because the Lord speaks about the importance of these conventions. And he wants us to understand. He wants us to get a grasp. Jesus is making a wonderful body of Christ. He's preparing his people for his coming. And there's a great work that he must do, and only the Holy Spirit is able to effect the changes within us that need to be effected. But he's here to do that. And I believe every one of us here recognizes that Christ has been speaking, has been working, has been pouring out his Spirit, and oh, how grateful we are to him for that. And how we ought to. I heard Brother Chow wants to have a convention in the fall. And other conventions like this, these prayer conventions, they're catching on in different places. Next Wednesday, I'll be going to Germany to a convention that started today, a two-week convention like this. And it's also a time when God meets his people and speaks to them and works in them. We need that working of the Holy Ghost. We need that change that he is wanting to bring. And it's so good when we can get together to a place like this and really all together just say, Jesus, we're here for you to work in us. All the revelation of yourself, the change, the abandonment, the victories that you are desiring to bring and that you must bring forth in your own to prepare them for the coming of the Lord. What a privilege it is to be in his house. And as I said before, these conventions, it seems to be God's purpose to get these prayer conventions, these prayer retreats. And I'm thankful for everyone. And we ought to have faith. We ought to have faith and purpose in heart. We ought to pray for these times if we're able to go or not. And pray that God will just be able to do what he's desiring to do. Brother Governor was here from Africa, and he sees the need roundabout in the work in Africa. And he said, we want to have conventions. We want to get these times of waiting on God, and we want contact. They want somebody from the work here to visit them. He said, on a regular basis, we feel the need of the strengthening, the faith, the ties that unite us to Jesus Christ. And I just thought I'd read to you something here that the Lord spoke to us that we might recognize he is here in our midst today. And this is not a pointless matter unless we allow it to be such. But if we definitely deal with God in prayer and say, Lord, this is your time. Brother Gardner said 2.5 hours with Jesus. That ought to be my faith. Jesus, here's a chance for you to make the changes that you've been desiring to make in me. And is an opportunity for you to establish your word in my soul that it may bring forth the harvest that you want. God wants to make permanent changes. He wants to set in powers of the Holy Ghost. And maybe he's been desiring to do that for a long time. And dealing with you about things. And now you've given him a chance to just work in you. You've come. Let us by faith give him the opportunity. And let us say, Jesus, you show us the way. In all the retreats that we have, we ought to say, my God, we're going to make them your time, your opportunity to change us, to really deal with God. He needs times like this, and it's so blessed that he pours out his spirit. And he gives us a foretaste of heaven. We need that too. We need to have that foretaste of glory to draw us heavenward.
Amen.
It's an operation of the Holy Ghost. It's not something that we do. But when God comes to us and opens heaven and just manifests himself, and God has chosen this camp to be a place like that, where people can come and people can wait on the Lord and just wait on God and recognize that Jesus is in charge. It's Jesus' place, and we're here to meet him. And he just would like to make the camp, I believe at the beginning of the camp, he said something about this place. He wanted it to be a vestibule of heaven. You know, he likes to pour out glory. We've had that, haven't we?
Yes.
He likes to make us to see, oh, Jesus. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And when God meets us like that, our hearts are drawn to himself. And we say, oh, glory, that'll be glory for me. But God wants to give us a taste now. And also, I was going to say a taste of the kingdom, but he wants to establish the kingdom in us and work in us. Shall we have faith this afternoon? We will, won't we?
Amen.
We're going to help one another and believe that God will just accomplish what he has had in mind in these days. And here is an opportunity for us all just to say, Jesus, lead us right through into the triumph that you have planned, what you have purposed in your heart over this Labor Day retreat, this Amen. Convention time, what you want, Lord. We are here to give you the opportunity to work. We said at the beginning, I read from Psalm 108, oh God, give us your help. Vain is the help of man. We've all found that out, haven't we? We need his working, and he is here working. He's doing that. Let's believe, and let's abandon ourselves to God, and let's have a definite faith. If your mind wanders, and let's turn it back to him and say, Jesus, I want all that you have had in mind for me at this time. And I want you to give everyone here all that you've had in mind.
Yes.
God knows everyone's situation, and he knows just how to bring us up and out and into that strong city that we read about there, right into the fullness of victory. Nothing can stand in the way of our great king. He's building a great masterpiece, and he's chosen you. And so let's believe him. Thank him. Let's be thankful. Oh, thank God that he comes and that it's his opportunity.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy be.
Oh,
few moments to look to the Lord that each one of us shall get everything exactly all that God wants us to have this afternoon. Hallelujah. We can be here and praise the Lord and enjoy the presence of God and all of that, and yet perhaps not have real faith to get all that God wants us to have. Hallelujah. And we ought to include that God will do by our prayers all that He has in mind to do by then. Oh, Jesus. Let's just deal specifically with the Lord right now, this morning. Dear Lord, we're taking by faith what you want to do for each one here this afternoon. Oh God, don't let us, in any sense of the word, lose exactly or fail to get exactly all that you have purposed over this afternoon. Lord, your purposes are what count. Your purposes are what count. Oh God. Yes, Lord, your purposes are what count. Oh, Jesus. And we take out of your fullness. We take out of your fullness. Oh, Jesus. Don't let a single person fail to get all that you have in mind, oh God. Ra jagabai jagaboyas lugurabe gave dia ye zai yolo gabai jagaraju gobi gave dia ye kai no. And dear Lord, we're looking to you that what you desire to do by this, our prayers, for others who may not be here.
Yes.
Oh God, we pray thee that you will command your victory and command your blessing.
Yes.
Oh Jesus, upon them.
Yes.
And God, let there from this place this afternoon flow rivers of living water. Oh God. Oh God, rivers of living water. Oh, Rabba Gabba Yola, Rabba Shaka Yola, Gavelia, Yego, Sayola, Rabba, Gavelia, Yola,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you for this thought which was sound in our hearts and in our minds. About that you have a plan, about that you have a purpose, Lord. We pray, my God, that neither one here would be shortchanged of what you have in mind.
Amen.
But that you'll help us all to receive out of thy fullness, Lord. God, help us, my God. Grant us grace upon grace to receive and to take all of what you have in mind, dear Lord. That your kingdom might come and that your will would be more perfectly done within us and through us all. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.